All right, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P23-028 regarding Jason Doty. The time is now 9:02 a.m. on October 12, 2023. My name is Caitlin Crawford, and I am the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title, and purpose. We'll go ahead and get started with those of us that are here in person and then move to our virtual attendees. As mentioned, my name is Caitlin Crawford, and I'm the investigator assigned to this case.
Eric Perry, investigator.
Orlean Loera, investigations manager.
Jason Doty, architect.
Judith Stapley, executive director.
And our EAC members online?
Yeah, Alan Belalovic.
Thank you.
This is Sophie Reinersbaum, EEO team member.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Messia. Okay, and then Ms. Ray.
Amy Ray, Assistant Attorney General.
Thank you. A few reminders, this meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This is important, so when I go back to review the audio recording, I will know who said what. To avoid disruptions, cell phones must be completely off or placed in silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint October 4th, 2022 related to a modified engineering drawings used in Yavapai County, Arizona. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask the committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. For the record, I will call each committee member's name. Please signify yes or no. Ms. Yamatova?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Belalovec?
Yes.
Mr. Messia?
Yes.
Mr. Reindersma?
Yes.
Thank you. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted, starting with the alleger and then the respondent. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been concluded. Any party here in person not being interviewed will be asked to wait out in the lobby, and you will be called when it is your time for the interview. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call from me when it is time for the interview. I did want to state for the record that the alleger was invited for today's meeting and informed of the date multiple times. However, they are not present and I have not heard from them regarding today's meeting. At this time, I will call for a motion to enter into executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion. May I please have a motion to enter into executive session? Okay, thank you. Ms. Yamatova, I'm unsure if it's on our end, but you're coming across as a little muffled through your microphone.
Okay, I'll try to fix it.
Okay, thank you. May I please have a second to Ms. Yamatova's motion?
Break my second motion.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Messia. Now I will call individually. This is, again, to enter into executive session. Ms. Samatova, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Bellalevesque?
Yes.
Mr. Mesilla?
Yes.
And Mr. Reyndeersma?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Motion passes. We have now entered into executive session at 9:07 a.m. on October 12th, 2023.